Teske's Pest Control. Put your birds on the run. Call 205-470-8161.
Welcome to another episode of Teske's Pest Control Podcast here in Birmingham, Alabama, with Michael and Travis. We do this podcast as a community service for Birmingham, Hoover, Vestavia Hills, Mountain Brook, Helena, Alabaster, Pelham, and all other surrounding areas.
Hey, so today we're going to talk about ants. We have millions of different ants, especially, you know, here in Alabama. We got fire ants, we got big-headed ants, we've got carpenter ants, we've got pharaoh ants, we've got Argentine ants. And the list goes on and on. Different states have different ants. I'll say one thing that I think we can all agree on is that ants are extremely annoying, getting into your kitchen, crawling through your food. Potentially, you know, with fire ants, the biting, you know, kids playing in playgrounds, falling into an ant bed is just no fun for anybody.
Yeah, and you know, I always say this to a lot of my customers that ask me about ants and, you know, and what we can do about them and that sort of thing. And I'm always very thankful that one ant colony doesn't like the next ant colony, you know, view each other as enemies. Because if ants all, you know, kind of gelled together and were friendly with each other, I really feel like they would take over the world.
We'd have quite a mutiny on our hands.
Maybe that's a good horror movie idea. I don't know. But they literally, I think that they could pull their resources and take over the world. I mean, you know, you look at a fire ant population at a yard, you know, here in the local area. And it's like, you know, overnight almost, some of my customers complain that they just take over the yard. There's mounds everywhere, you know, and like you mentioned, case in point, you know, one of your children, one of your pets get into a fire ant mound. I mean, it's painful. I mean, my brother was exposed to fire ants when he was just a little kid, and, you know, was eaten up pretty good by them, and is still, as an adult to this day, allergic to them.
Hmm. Well, I'll just go into some ways that you can help prevent ants, especially the non-biting kind, more your Argentine pharaoh ants, the ones that are getting into your kitchen, kind of looking for that sweet and syrupy stuff in the house. One of the main issues we see is just an overloaded trash can right up against the house. You know, you are bound and determined to get ants in your home if you have a trash can that's full of, say you had a big party or something like that, and it's just full of trash, cake, all that kind of sweetness that they want. If it's right up against the house, 100% they're going to be coming in your house right after they get done trying to find food in that trash can.
Oh, yeah, and that goes for a lot of insects, but especially for ants, is that eliminating or taking away their food source or whatever it is that they're foraging for always makes a huge difference, not only, you know, with garbage cans, but, I mean, even in just general cleanliness. I mean, we all have, you know, between you and I, we have kids. Crumbs get everywhere. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've been in someone's house doing an inspection or treating for bugs. And you go in, and like I said, I always go back to kids because kids don't think about it. You can go in a kid's room and there's like candy wrappers and plates with food scrap on it. I mean, under the bed or hidden beside the wall because they just didn't want to get up and throw it away. And then now they have an ant problem.
It's funny you say that because the most overlooked area in a kitchen that I see is the stove. When we pull out the stove to do our inspection, whether it's ants, roaches, whatever it could be, that is the place that all that food and stuff gets behind, and you never see it again until you pull it out.
I get it because stoves are heavy, and you know, for at face value, at surface value, you know, I mean, they appear clean. You clean the top of the stovetop off, you know, occasionally when you're done cooking, or you clean the front of the stovetop where something may have splattered on it. But, you know, nobody pulls the stove out to clean it from the sides or the back. So, I mean, I get that, but at the same time, that's a prime location for them to have a food source.
Of course. And some other ways of kind of eliminating them being able to get into your house is going to always be cutting those branches away. You don't want them touching, you know, right against the house. Our rule of thumb is anywhere from a foot to 3 feet away from the house, because that's just going to kind of give them an avenue. And even if you've treated with your own product or you've called a company, they're going to be able to bypass that product by, you know, climbing over that tree, crepe myrtle, whatever it may be, and getting right into your home. And another thing I'll say is that, you know, a lot of people think they can seal ants out of their house, and that is just not possible. You've got weep holes in your brick. You've got missing spots in your mortar, you know, vents in your crawl space. I mean, if they want in that house, they're going to get in the house.
Yeah, most certainly. They and like you said, if you give them a way to circumvent where the treatment is placed, you know, they will certainly find it and they will certainly use that. But so we kind of talked about ways to eliminate them or to prevent them from being attracted to coming into your house. But what about the yard? What about, you know, people whose yards? I know here, you know, where we live, there's all kinds of problems with them invading, you know, especially like we said, fire ants invading the yard. But what's something that they can do or that we can do for them?
Yeah, so you know, they can treat the fire ants, you know, kind of a spot treatment with stuff that they can buy kind of over the counter. Our treatment, we do a full full yard treatment for fire ants. It lasts up to a year, and we guarantee that for a year. So if we do your treatment and you're seeing a fire ant bed pop up, we'll come right back out free of charge and take care of that up to a year.
Definitely. And for those individuals who have had that treatment done, I've had nothing but good feedback given in reference to that.
Oh, yeah. I did it personally on my own house, and we're going 2 years strong without fire ants. You know, and then other treatments for other ants are different. You know, regular, you know, Argentine Pharaoh ants, you know, that can just be a liquid treatment or a baiting treatment around the outside of the house.
Definitely. Well, you know, just as long as all the listeners know that, you know, you call us and we here at Peskies, we can handle that for you.
Thank you for listening to the Peskies Pest Control Podcast here in Birmingham, Alabama, with Michael and Travis. If you have any questions about what we've discussed today, please give us a call at 205-470-8161. And as for me, Michael Winicky, I'll be happy to speak with you anytime.
Google Peskies Pest Control. Put your buds on the run. Call 205-470-8161.